Conservatives Ignore Public, Introduce Quickie, No-Fault Divorce. By Virginia Hale on April 10, 2019. The UK's Conservative government will introduce no-fault divorce laws and abolish a spouse's ability to contest a divorce, the Justice Minister has announced, despite widespread public opposition to the plans. David Gough said that legislation to introduce divorce on demand, with irretrievable breakdown of a marriage left as the only grounds for a split, will be introduced as soon as parliamentary time allows. No-fault divorces, often regarded as a driver behind sky-high divorce rates in the US, where their introduction led to a six-fold increase in breakups in just 2 years, are needed in Britain in order to end a blame game that causes damage to children whose parents are going through a divorce, according to the Justice Secretary. A press release from the ministry this week alleged that the decision to ditch the UK's current, outdated legislation came after a public consultation found that family justice professionals and those with direct experience of divorce voiced their support for reform. In fact, the government's own document showed that 80% of people who responded to the consultation said they opposed plans to replace the current fault-based system. But this was largely dismissed by the Ministry of Justice as the result of campaigns by groups who objected to the government's proposals, which encouraged their supporters through online guides to take part in the consultation. The government claimed that up until a huge increase in the response rate, which it said coincided with these campaigns, support for introducing no-fault divorce was running at 70%. However, polls on the subject, such as one carried out last year by pro-reform law firm Slater Gordon, showed 72% of more than 1,000 divorced UK couples were opposed to the plans. Announcing the changes, Gough claimed that the Conservatives would always uphold the institution of marriage, but said it cannot be right that our outdated law creates or increases conflict between divorcing couples. So I have listened to calls for reform and firmly believe now is the right time to end this unnecessary blame game for good, he said, adding that hostility and conflict between parents leave their mark on children and can damage their life chances.